Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Even when the visible evidence of God's presence was absent, God was not far away from the tabernacle. This was the place of meeting, the tent of meeting. That is clearly seen in a very dramatic incident in David's life. The Philistines had stolen the Ark of the Covenant. They had actually captured it in battle, and they kept it for a while. Then the people taking care of it were afflicted with a very serious disease, to the point they decided, this thing is not worth keeping. We're going to take it back. So they took it back, and for a period of time it stayed in a home in Kiriath Jearim. Well, David said, that's not where the Ark of the Covenant belongs. It belongs in Jerusalem. So he went down there with some men to get the Ark and take it to Jerusalem. They put it on a cart and were transporting it by an ox-drawn cart up to Jerusalem. When they reached Nashon's threshing floor, the animals pulling the cart stumbled, the wagon or the cart rocked, and Uzzah thought the ark was going to fall off. He reached out and touched the Ark of the Covenant to steady it, and God killed him on the spot, just like that, because he touched the ark. David's response was half good and half not good. David feared God when that happened. But David was also angry at God because God took the life of Uzzah for touching the ark. He stayed there near the threshing floor for 3 months. Then David went back to Jerusalem and made some other preparations. This time, when he went to get the ark, he had some Levites with him who transported the ark this time according to God's instructions. It did not go on a cart. It was carried by the ones appointed for that task. David followed the rules for transportation and celebrated the return of the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Perhaps here we can detect a hint of wistful longing in David's voice. I really wish I could be that close to God. I wish I could be in God's presence, but I can't. I can't even build a temple. I can't build a permanent dwelling place for God because I have blood on my hands. Who possibly is fit to do that? Perhaps he was remembering what happened to Uzzah, wondering if he could ever abide in God's tent. Would God ever be satisfied with the priests and the Levites who were set apart for that service to God? Along the way, David had come to terms with a principle. When it comes to worship, God has the final say. When it comes to worshiping God, God decides how it will be done. We break His guidelines, His rules, at our own peril, as Uzzah found out the hard way. With the Ark of the Covenant in Jerusalem and people coming to worship there, what would that final say be? Who is fit to approach God in worship? From our perspective, let's broaden it out just a little more. From a New Testament perspective, all of God's people are king priests. Peter said in 1 Peter 2, you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. So since we are all king priests, who properly fits the description given by David? And what benefits can one expect who measures up? Perhaps if the question, who is fit for this, if that were asked at the end of the psalm, the answer would be nobody. It's an impossible standard. We cannot meet it. But in light of the previous psalm, Psalm 14, character shows in action. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.